Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by a certified financial planner, practitioner Nahum Daniels, who has specialized for over 30 years in serving clients facing the challenge of making income last in retirement and wealth span generations. Now with 10,000 baby boomers retiring every day, Nahum's recent international best-selling book, Retire Reset, What You Need to Know and Your Financial Advisor May Not Be Telling You, is urging baby boomers to rethink their investment strategy now and helping retirees sustain the lifestyles to which they aspire rather than settling for less. Mr. Daniels, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure to have you out with us today. So tell us, for starters, what is the rule number one in nest egg management?
Look, the number one rule is size it properly and de-risk it. The nest egg has a very specific purpose. It's to provide us with the income we need for a very long life expectancy. And we want to provide that income efficiently and with tremendous confidence. We can't fail with the nest egg's objective. And so we want to make sure it's not exposed to too much market risk, because bad luck can really undermine us for years and years to come.
Now, isn't that the total truth? Good stuff there. Now, why may big market losses be looming this year or next year? Get into some of those details per your thoughts there.
Look, from a technical point of view, our stock market here in the United States is very overvalued. Some market historians, some technicians argue that the market is 3 times higher than it should be when you look at the long-term market averages. Therefore, we're heading into a correction that's only natural because markets are cyclical. They go up, then they go down, and long-term, they average out. Right now, the price-earnings ratio is 2 or 3 times higher than average, and therefore, we have to get ready for a potential market correction that could be very dramatic. It will definitely come without our seeing it, because these things always happen by shock and surprise, and it could take a long time to dig out. So if we're near retirement, if we're in retirement, if we're serious about providing for our future retirement, we should really gear up. And the first step is protect ourselves from possible harm to the portfolio.
Mr. Daniels, tell us, what major risks face retirement investors that can take them and their advisors to complete surprise? Love to hear your take on that as well.
All major market crises in the year 2000, in the year 2007, 2008, back to 1929, and into 1989, when we experienced huge market corrections, always came to us by surprise. No one, whether financial advisors or individual investors, no one was expecting it. You know why? Because psychologically, we're all geared up to only see and hear what we want to see and hear. And so we don't want to think about a possible correction that could damage us. So we always tend to believe this time is different and the market has only one direction to go, and that's up. So market corrections always hit us by surprise.
And another matter of fact right there today, we're joined by certified financial planner practitioner Nahum Daniels, who has specialized for over 30 years in serving clients facing the challenge of making income last in retirement and wealth span generations. His recent international best-selling book is Retire Reset, What You Need to Know and Your Financial Advisor May Not Be Telling You, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Daniels, how can conventional index investing fail retirees?
The problem with index investing for retirees is that there's no downside protection built in. You know, one of the major mistakes most of us make is thinking that investing is easy and retirement investing is easy. All we have to do is buy the S&P 500 and perhaps a bond index like the Barclays Aggregate and just hold on through thick and thin, up and down. It can work when we're younger and we can withstand the volatility of the market. But when we get older and approach retirement and enter retirement, we just can't afford to lose money to the market's volatility. And so simple buying the index through an ETF or a mutual fund is not enough. We have to make sure that we can protect ourselves from sudden, unexpected, volatile moves to the downside. And that's why traditional standard index investing just won't cut it for retirees, in my opinion.
Certainly appreciate your thoughts in those regards. And also, how can an investor tell if a financial advisor is properly trained or not? What are some signs there?
That's one of the most important questions, and I made a point in my book of including 50 questions to ask your advisor or prospective advisor about their knowledge and experience and training in retirement planning before you make any commitments. And one of the first questions to ask is, what training have you had in retirement planning per se? Because retirement planning is its own specialty today. It includes investment planning, it includes insurance planning, but it also includes many other issues that most financial advisors are really not attuned to or trained properly to respond to. And so that is one of the very first questions to ask. The other question you might want to ask up front is, what is your view of our marketplace, of our American economy, and most important, of our markets going forward? Are they overvalued? Do we face extraordinary risk that we really can't afford? Ask your financial advisor what his or her view is and digest it well and determine whether you have the same view. If your advisor is relatively young and you're approaching retirement after having lived through three or four major market adjustments, you might be very surprised how optimistic younger advisors can be. And you need to find wisdom. You need to find an advisor who is experienced, trained, and has a natural simpatico for the challenges unique to retirement. That's very important. Now, I include about 48 other questions to ask, but those are the two or three that I think are make the most sense and should start any conversation about finding an advisor you can live with who can help you really be successful and a last winner in retirement.
Certainly some really interesting information here today, and certainly appreciate your expertise and your service for over 30 years in this industry and all the information shared here today. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share for the listeners in conclusion today?
Yes, I think that the retirement nest egg needs to be integrated with insurance contracts and securities. And I'm a big fan of the fixed index annuity. And I think our listeners should explore them and find an advisor who understands them and redesigns their nest egg, their stable TOR portfolio, to withstand all these forces we've talked about so that their nest egg is protected, but it can still grow competitively and provide a lifetime of income. We can't do that with just securities efficiently, and we can't do it with just annuities. We need to integrate insurance products with securities to get the right balance for each individual.
And certainly thanks once again for those concluding remarks. Where can listeners get more information in regards to your book, your services, and also to get more information on yourself?
My website is called integratedretirementadvisors.com. My book, Retire Reset, is available on Amazon. Once you get to my website, it's very easy to contact me. And I look forward to hearing from any of our listeners who would like to explore some of these ideas further. And thank you very much, Eric, for inviting me this afternoon.
And Mr. Daniels, an honor and a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time and also for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Really enjoyed your visit with us today.
Thank you.
Once again, we've been speaking with Certified Financial Planner Practitioner, Mr. Nahum Daniels, who has specialized for over 30 years in serving clients facing the challenge of making income last in retirement and wealth span generations. Nahum's recent international best-selling book is Retire Reset, What You Need to Know About Your Financial Advisor May Not Be Telling You. And for all the details and for further information, visit integratedretirementadvisors.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.